Thanks.
And then the other group's opening and grand opening.
Yo, I'll close it.
I can open it.
Well, he's gonna be an actor.
You are.
And then who's opening?
You would be an excellent rebuttal speaker.
Wait, I'd be an excellent what?
Rebuttal speaker.
Is that the nasty person?
Yes. You would be superb in that role. He would.
Oh, yeah, no.
He would. Very, very
the opening.
Either that or as a spotter looking to tangle other people up.
Oh.
Anyone
want to Garrett, you want to open it?
All right.
I think Ethan really
Rachel,
Lucas. Yes.
Wait, Garrett.
Okay, you guys, I need a hard copy of this to who's on your side and in what role. A hard copy. You can do that or Ashley can take that with us. She's got a hard copy. Okay, we can pass it on. All right, if you want to eat, email. All right, email it. Email it. All right, do that.
All right. I want to see your argument up.
All right. No, the other thing. All right. Did I ever tell you the Jim Laney story?
No.
All right. Jim Laney is a guy I know. Some years back, he was running Emory University down in Atlanta. After he did that, because he's an expert on Korea, he was Clinton's ambassador to South Korea. All right. Yeah, he's got extensive organizational experience having run a university, and this is what he told me one time. An organization rises and falls on transparency. That means everybody's got to know what everybody else is doing. So you can coordinate. So you don't stumble over each other and unpleasantly surprise each other. So you've got to be totally transparent with each other in what you're going to do. Okay? Got it? All right. The same thing. As I coach them, so I coach you. Okay? It's even Steven. I need a list of people who are going to be performing what roles in this debate. I need that. Either in our hard copy or email, whichever. We've got to get it to me. Sooner the better. All right? Second. I'm going to tell you the same Jim Laney story I told them. Jim Laney is a guy I know who 10 or 15 years ago was running at Emory University. No, longer than that. Maybe 20 years ago.
Exactly.
Now, Professor Laney was an expert on Korea, culture, history, and language. He's fluent. Yeah, okay. Did I tell you the transparency point? All right, this is what he told me.
Yeah.
He's got extensive organizational experience. You're an organization now, you're a team. The organization rises or falls on transparency.
Olivia,
everybody has to know exactly what everybody else is doing. So you can coordinate, you don't trip over each other. Make sense
to you?
Okay, go for it. Get to work.
They made democracy.
I'll be around to answer any questions if you need help along the way.
Oh, you make it.
All right. Okay. Have we decided who's in what role?
No, I don't believe that. Because I have a lot of
work. Sorted out yet?
Okay. Wait, you want
to know the opening or the closing? It's not that hard. Opening, okay. Closing. First speaker, last speaker. All
right, so.
Bottle,
it's
a D.
Yeah,
it is. It's definitely B, D,
D.
No, it's not.
Oh, by way of insurance, just in case somebody's absent. Those people who are doing the spotting and the scouting, you may need a backup for any of those three top roles. So sort that out.
Who's the opener?
Make sure you have backup.
Who's speaking first?
I don't know.
Okay, these two, Max Conscious.
I imagine I'll go with you guys.
What do you
No, I'll do this.
It says
you guys are
out. People were slaves.
Yeah. All right. Hey. Because they are slightly outnumbered, I'm going to give them the call as to whether they go first or second.
Okay.
Yo, Rachel, you're our first. The other team speaks last.
Who is?
Okay. I said Johnson.
Yeah, so just go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah, but if they go first, we always have
class. Yeah.
Oh,
you go first.
Yo, Gary, we're going to do something.
Let's say you pick second. They go first, you go second.
Gary, be my backup.
You're both. They go first, you go second.
Okay. And can you be more enthusiastic?
Can we do a formal debate?
Conclusion.
Yo, who's the opener?
No, like,
you
say something. Can we, like,
you
tap on the table? We were second.
We were supposed to be nice to you.
That's what's going to happen once you get past the
room. No, I'm not close to
you. Can you do that?
Okay,
like,
here's my backup
model. You, like, tap, or, like,
who's
you do
starter,
something to, like, say that you want to say something, and they can, like, deny it, and they can say not right now.
No, it's not going to be that involved. I don't want you so locked up in process that you lose the content.
The reliever and the closer to be the start.
This says three quarters of the people were saved, but this says a quarter of the people.
I would go with the lower estimate if I were you, because it's in dispute. You know, some people, there's one historian I've read who said up to three quarters. All right? But either way, it's obvious they're going to attack you for having such a large part of your population enslaved.
Want me to do it?
Right. Now, here's another point.
Yo,
not
who's the older?
You need
someone
to know the strengths
up.
Of your
step
civilization
up.
And
Gary.
The weaknesses of theirs.
All right, play rock, paper, scissors.
You need to know your weaknesses and their strengths so you can defend yourself. This is offense
Garrett
and defense,
and,
both. Rich, you understand?
You're
going to be able to cover your backs.
You.
Right?
He's the closer.
Don't leave yourself talking.
All right.
No. Gloria.
All right.
No.
Spartans, listen up. As I told the Athenians, not only do you need to be well-versed in the strengths of your civilization and the strengths and weaknesses in there, you have to be able to cover yourself because this is both offense and defense. All right? So you have to know what your weaknesses are because they're going to attack you. And you have to be able to cover yourselves. All right?
I'll help
Rachel
out your strength.
Just remember the point isn't the point isn't who's perfect. The point is who's better.
So we're intellectually
got it?
Guys,
you guys don't have to prove that you're perfect.
Why not?
Because they come after your weaknesses.
Yeah.
All you have to do is prove that you're better. So that gives you a little wiggle. So you can concede a little. You can say, yeah, you know, we acknowledge we have some faults. But compared to you people,
yeah, we're getting up.
Now, again, I want to keep the coaching equal. I want to keep the coaching equal.
All right.
When the Athenians come after you for your faults, there's a trick known as the concession statement, which goes like this: yes, we acknowledge we have some faults, but compared to you. You understand?
So they die.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, faults we have, but yours are worse. So
better.
We occupy.
I'd rather not.
Sparta had rights.
Okay,
you guys have to see first, like, keep yourselves alive. Yo, someone step up right now.
Okay, women.
Women
had
it.
Women.
Kristen, you're being
all you have to do is
say,
like,
all right, now, you guys, at your pleasure. Do you guys want to. Guys, when you speak tomorrow, do you want to speak sitting or standing?
Sitting. Well, depending. If you all of a sudden get up in angry rage and bang the table, is that all
right? All right.
Can we come up? Yeah, we have a podium.
What?
Can we have like two podiums?
No. I don't think I'll be able to get it.
No.
Don't count.
I know, he's going to kill me. You could have someone short on in front of you.
Brandon's really hurting for a podium. He could do something like this. My friends, I'm here.
That looks better.
I'm not the opener.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Okay.
All
right.
You better figure this out.
I will kill other people on social
media.
Yes.
Garrett and now Rachel.
I'll question
you. Andre,
no, I'm the rebuttal.
What?
Andre, you
there's more than one rebuttal. There's four.
There's one person who has the specific job of being the attack dog.
Yeah, and then we have the three others who
are going to go
and then the other three who are killing.
Yeah, they're kind of scouts and spotters. And
yeah,
fine, be the rebuttal. I'll be the over.
Well, someone better step up.
Right.
You have
You know, right away.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot right
now. Hey, if you guys are confused with choosing out whose food, the Athenians are going to go after you for your lack of ability to look at it. You see? Typical smart ball.
What?
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 You
choose rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Lucas and Laura will rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No
one
knows what to say. Unless it's.
And then when they say we have
remember to work together,
we're
together.
We're
together.
We're
together.
We're
together. Right now, the Spartans are doing a better job than the Athenians.
Two.
You can say you guys are
going to
be
the
first.
Yeah.
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 I didn't say the situation won't change. I'm just saying at the moment.
All right.
I said
no one does best at
five. All right, Rachel, is that right? All right, you can use that paper, scissors, shoe.
Okay, Gloria.
You two rock, scissors, shoe.
Okay.
You two rock, paper, scissors,
shoe.
No, no, no.
Wait,
you
got to
get
the
notes.
You two. Yeah, guys, the opening.
No, not Lucas.
The opening person is
hard. No,
Lucas is too nice.
So let's start.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the opening at our head. You got to get angry with
him. Good name. Look, I'm too hard.
All right. If I were law, this suggestion. He's really well grounded in his facts. He's highly intelligent. That's true.
But I'm
not a
field. Opener.
No, on the basis of talent.
Can we spy on the
paper?
On the basis of talent and inclination, he's a bottle guy.
Yeah, it's especially like soft.
He's brandy.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
all
Mr. A, can we spy on them and find out who they're?
Wait.
If you do that, then they can spy on you.
What?
You
the
opener?
Guys,
who's your rebuttaler?
Okay, we already
did your rebuttaler.
Well, hey. Fair warning to both sides. Watch out for espionage and sabotage.
Wait, the closer, dude.
Espionage is gathering information. Sabotage is wrecking the other side.
What?
How
are
you contributing to it at all?
Hey, the debate starts tomorrow. Get prepared today, debate tomorrow.
The Spartan women had rights.
I said that.
Oh, all right.
I like property and
they were up there for a week.
Oh, wait, we had good farming.
Their economy was based on agriculture, unlike the Spartans' was based on slavery.
Wait, do we get notes?
Do you get bad relations?
Okay,
sorry.
You weren't arrogant.
You can have notes ready. But don't you be looking at them. You need to make eye contact with voices. Understand? If you're going dee, like that, you're going to be a duck. Lucas, it's like this. You've got to know your stuff well enough to just come in here and talk. Understand? And that's under dispute. The Indians are going to claim it's only one quarter of the population. Your comeback is going to be one quarter is bad enough.
Yeah, if they say, oh, it's only one quarter, just as bad.
Wait, do you want to do bad things before? Oh, nice.
No, just do, I'm just doing both.
All right. Well, the last thing we want to work on.
Wait, what?
We're not
so.
How many things?
Men
or
just brains?
Oh,
that's the one.
Three to three.
What do
you
think?
A lot.
They're farming.
Point out his name.
Huh?
All right.
Now, one of your big arguments is going to be we have this, they don't. We have that, they don't. We have the other. Where would you rather hang out?
Like,
you know, think of it this way. Think of it this way. If Athens and Sparta, if Athens and Sparta are the only two places in the world, and you had spare time to hang out, where would you hang out?
Scared of Sparta.
Right. They didn't ask the land army.
Amanda, you well enough connected with these other folks?
Yeah, I'm just looking out.
Okay.
The power was on a council of five.
You know, Solon?
Yeah.
Okay. He freed the guys from the jet.
Assembly of
Yeah, it's called Spartans.
Spartans.
Yes.
Wait, they call them
Spartans?
Okay,
Spartans.
And Sparta,
there's
no word.
Spartans.
True
Spartans. 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 As distinct
from Hellas. Did Athens slave them or no?
Mr. Ravy, did
Athens
slave
them or no? From time to time.
legislative power.
But nothing as serious as the hell of a against you.
But we
you really in trouble.
Yeah,
we still won.
We were able to.
Okay, so.
They're still in the as far as comms.
They didn't really have a lot
and
to say
that
they
were
they, did.
They were stupid because they didn't accept our little alliance thing. Can you spell the contract?
Hold on, okay. Hold on.
You have to
read
this.
How did they lose? Because they lost because they were like they weren't nice. They wanted all the power.
Okay, wait.
And when Athens 776 BC, Athens had
been against Persia, like they find that they were the leader of it.
Which
in
a way,
okay.
This is one of these. This is a lot of exercise because you have to go back over virtually everything you've studied. Yeah, everything with the Persian, Peloponnesian war is going to help you. The documents you've been given are going to help you. All of that stuff.
War.
Paris and charts are going to help you.
Military tactics like in Florida,
God bless you!
Okay.
So giant thieves.
I know, and I was trying to convince the
woman
I wanted to go.
It's 20 minutes.
Why do you want to go?
Well,
I was
still tired.
Rachel!
It's
I'm good.
You are? Okay.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yes. No, what? What?
Yeah.
No, go back. If not,
Athens.
Yeah,
we
want to
go to Athens.
I all went to Sparta.
And,
you
know,
we had
free time for stuff.
And, oh, well, maybe the thing is the better. The Battle of
Sutra.
The
first place there were very few materials and machines
You said you wanted to spark the mind.
No.
No.
I don't
know
about
that. Whoa, what's the
question?
We
can tell
you.
They never fly.
Way to go, Gloria.
I was kidding.
Like,
<last
day.
laughs>
No, because it would rust over time, and it wasn't worth anything in any other country.
Because the Spartans always wanted to be
the same.
Greeks. Point, Serapy.
Oh, we were smart, we were nice.
Oh, I don't know.
Stupid, and they were missing.
So
we won.
What?
Okay, Lucas, that's a good point. You still got 20 or 25 minutes, so look at it this way. Now is a good time to brainstorm ideas, get those ideas out there. Now, Lucas's observation is appropriate because it's going to be random at first. So in about 10 minutes time, you have to start organizing it to some sort of logical pattern.
No.
He's got a good objection. But generate the information now, then organize it. Step one, step two. Okay? All right, remember you take care of two things. Generate the information, step one. Organize it, step two.
Never match
ever. You got two legs to run.
Okay.
anybody wants to quietly step out in the hallway, if you have time, and rehearse what you're going to say, you can do that. Go out the group and test it out.
Okay.
Yeah,
what happened after the
Peloponnesian
War?
Pardon?
What happened after the Peloponnesian War?
You got an exhausted civilization in the state of decline. Sparta dominated Greece until 371, when it lost to a Theban army. Then Thebes dominated Greece for 9 years until 362 BC. And then it was a free-for-all, and the Macedonians moved in, and they united the country.
Where was Aristotle?
Macedonia.
What does
it do? So he was never an Athenian citizen, although he worked in Athens. That could be a pro Athenian art.
That was with
the next one.
Start off.
Yeah.
Are we really going to the hallway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
Do we have to?
I don't know where
you're
going, but I'm going to
all right.
Wait, who's your rebuttal?
No.
Exactly. Don't worry, I'll get out of it. I'll get it out of here.
Oh,
for
an
hour. Ethan, who's your rebuttal? Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Nice.
Is that a joke?
Yes! Okay, we don't need to practice anymore. Wade's rebuttal. No, Wade's the closer.
He said he's the robot.
Wade told me he's the
closest.
Okay, but Wade's
the name.
Wade's
just empty.
Where is it?
So excited.
Just to,
like, sum up everything for our argument.
Space.
I suppose they would say that.
I don't know.
Alright, so open it, go.
Want to see your points?
Alright, come on.
I don't know my points.
Look at that. Christy, you have his email address.
Yes, here. Send that to me, I'll keep proud.
They need a lot more.
I have the English for me.
No, we can wait. That's just me.
You can wait.
Yeah,
I'm
not good
it.
At winging.
You
want
that man?
You have a point.
Just in case you're angry.
During the argument, don't say we. Say, like, Spartans. You know what I mean?
We are Spartans.
That's how you have to finish
all
of
this.
Try to figure out what's wrong with the Athenian argument.
Sorry.
Get it at a bar. All
right, so Jonathan, you want to start?
No.
All right, we'll give you more time.
Brandon, practice your closing. No, Shelly, you practice your
closing. No, I can't practice mine unless I have
to
say. Yeah. I just have today.
Yeah, our roles, we have, like, you have to wait to see what they say. Like,
yeah, you
may
have to trust those guys to practice their speeches today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to trust those guys.
Okay,
guys,
I'm not the right person.
Those speeches.
I am not a speaker.
Yeah.
The closer.
All right. Oh. opening, rebuttal, close, all right? You're really going to need to pick your information because we want everybody to participate on each side. So figure 2 minutes for length. You want to get to the point.
All right. Closing less than what? Mm-hmm. All that information is land tax. That's a cool thing. Yeah.
Okay. For openers,
on the third day?
Okay.
Let's see. You have a mission?
No, fighter is like jitsu.
Ready down. Ready down.
And then you ran. Rogue is like secret. Like, you know, if you're rogue,
you assassin.
No, rogue, yeah.
Right.
It's like assassin too.
It's gotta be.
So we're the Spartos.
Yeah. So we can say that Thetians are homosexuals.
They're not girl.
No, it's girl.
Nah.
Dude, that's gonna be cool.
No.
What are you planning?
That's really fun.
Wow. Pretty good, pretty good. Alright, that was good. Pretty awesome.
Yo, dude, play Neopets.
Leave the house.
That's where it's at.
I love Neopets.
Blue
like
hair.
A 4-year-old user.
Gray.
Oh my god.
Don't do red
hair. Do not do
no.
Sure.
But
a ginger,
not white.
Ew.
I asked this
twisted
ginger
shore out.
Can I die out?
What's your question?
Oh, oh,
what?
Oh,
my
that's
God.
Cool. That's cool.
Yo,
yo,
yo.
Like the hair
cool. All right. Of your three speakers, Brendan, you're the closer, right?
Yeah.
A lot of what you're saying in closing, it's going to be kind of a wrap-up, both positive for you and negative against them. But a lot of what you say is going to depend on what you hear during the debate. The other thing to keep in mind is that if you want to throw quotes in, you can quote anybody you like, but make sure it's accurate, because the other side catches you in a bogus quote, then they nail you. And they say, you know, quit spinning fairy tales. We don't need this. You're wasting your time.
I don't think that should be the opener.
Right.
Oh, sun coming up. Could be beautiful afternoon. Yeah, the sky is half blue.
Dude,
we need a snow day.
You're not going to get it.
I know.
This
is great.
No, I mean like a really big snowstorm that you can't get out of your house, and you make a big fire and then invite like two friends over.
You know what the most likely month for that is?
Yeah.
But we're off for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's
right.
April's going to be bad this year, I think. I'm convinced. But give me April and end of March are going to be really bad. That's just my assumption.
March and early April? Could be.
Well, we're going to get a ton of rain, I think.
Rain?
We didn't get much this winter.
No, we haven't. But it's been wet. It's been wet lately.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Right, stay on task, guys.
Yeah.
Gotta make sure you're set. You want to walk out of here feeling pretty confident in what you're about to do.
Well, I think we're actually pretty prepared.
Yeah.
I'm not.
At least, it's just the opener.
Okay. Here's what you do now. If you're feeling prepared, I want you guys to do this. Think of all the weaknesses where the other side could attack you and develop answers to those criticisms. That's what you want to do.
Well, they could attack us
and
now we're not intelligent. And we'll be like, no, because we made smart allies.
Yes.
Intelligent.
And we're loyal. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
what about how we haven't invented anybody?
Yo, they may like start making laws because we're not a democracy. And just be like, yo, your democracy isn't a democracy.
Your
democracy failed.
Yeah.
Go see that with cool spells.
Not spells, that's amazing.
Check your
team.
What are you?
Check it.
Check it.
Right.
I bet you did.
Oh, so you have a cool weapon.
What are you?
No, we have
pets.
Yo.
Gotta go to Moses.
Yeah, what's our argument if
they
say
Raby will
pound
you? Mr. Raby.
Yeah, wait,
what are they doing?
Same thing you are.
Do they look good?
Same thing you are.
You
It's pretty even. Look, I made a promise that as I coached one side, I would equally coach the other. All right?
Like,
coaching,
I think that you should
grab.
No, no, no.
You go tape their...
No.
Their We got they're gonna make fun of because we don't have unwritten rules.
Yeah.
Unwritten rules.
Yeah, but your answer is we're so loyal.
And then,
we've
we
got such sharp memories and so loyal to our principles that we don't need them.
They're
going to
say we don't have a navy, but we can say we just allied with people with the navy. So it's
and then also, if you're going to attack us with your navy, we'll just stay on land.
Yeah, Sparta located anywhere near the sea.
The
river you're on isn't even navigable. You can't run ships up and down.
Exactly.
And if we don't
need it,
there's something for you to fight with your navy.
And Lord,
all right, so I guess your counter argument, why should we spend money on something we don't need?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It'd be like, we're self-sufficient. You guys are buying trade to make good.
Mm-hmm.
Have you made even calm?
Good.
Oh, you know, we make sure that no one comes in, like, that we don't, like, foreigners, right?
Yeah,
cautious.
We'll protect them as cautious.
So we're not going to get, like, atomic bombed.
No, say, they're kind of like China.
Yeah, because they had atomic bombs in Greece.
Yeah, we're like mongers, but cool.
Yeah, except, like, you guys have all this cool stuff, but you can't stay alive and we just kill them.
And we have a special 300 soldiers.
Yes.
You know, next to a Persian soldier, a heavily armored Greek infantryman was like an atomic bomb. Because Persians, they're armored, they had metal helmets, or leather helmets, but their armor was basically padded cloth. Which helps somewhat, but not a whole lot. And oftentimes their shields were made out of wicker.
That does a lot.
Yeah, but the advantage of that is that they were light to carry.
They aren't, like, strong.
No.
Oh, my God.
Greek shields are made out of bronze, but or bronze framework around hard wood. But oak and bronze are pretty tough to carry. You've got to have an arm like an ape.
That's why we were so strong.
The
tactic
where they're like
standing together. Having to carry the bronze and wood shields.
Yeah, but keep in mind that the Athenians did that too. Now, the difference between you and the Athenians is that each Athenian had to come up with his own armor. Now, the Athenians could say, "Cool. We have custom-made armor," but you could say...
It could be lesser quality.
It could be lesser quality. It's variable. You could say, we have standard issue. Everybody knows what everybody else has got. And
if
we can coordinate
use,
a lot more.
If someone puts up something on the ground, they know how to use it.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, they're going to say that we don't have any buildings left.
No,
you
say they
made
a movie about us.
No, that won't work. That won't work.
I think that one's better movie than Athens.
There's a movie called Athens.
All right. Of course, the Athenian reply will be, well, if nobody can make a better movie about you than that bloody excuse for a film that came out last year.
No,
because everyone liked
amazing.
It.
Yeah, and it grossed a lot of money.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, we're still making money for people.
And they even made a spoof on it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
What is it called? We Are One.
Meet the Spartans.
Meet the Spartans.
You should go see that.
Class.
Yeah.
Can we?
It's kind of like a combination of 300 and Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. I really want to see 27 Dresses. I saw it.
It's very good. It's much better than the reviews. It's very good.
It was so good. I was proud. You know what I saw the other day, though? I went into the city on Sunday and saw Legally Blonde. What if we, like, no, it was actually really good.
Yeah, it's kind of called
but, like, it was, like, surprisingly good.
I was jumping.
All right. Have you guys figured out how to defend yourselves against attacks on your argument?
That's cool.
Do you know, can you anticipate what the Athenians are going to say about you? An answer?
Yeah.
You sure?
They're going to be like,
if you were the, you know, if you were the other side, what would you say about you to cut you down, and how do you answer it?
Do you want to send that out to everybody?
Oh yeah.
I don't think I
can. To you?
You can send it to me. I can just go print a couple boxes.
Everyone, send to everyone.
I don't even think.
hoping I can open that.
All right, guys, we are not losing this.
Oh my God, Brian, that'd be angry. I'm
off. Ashley Fenn walking all over us.
Exactly.
Just be nasty to her. Like, I know, Lucas, you're supposed to be nice to be nasty.
Oh, okay.
When am I going to get in bed?
Like 10 minutes.
Emily!
Are you also my sending it to? You and Rachel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Garrett.
Todo.
Rachel is William.
Our
William.
I figured out.
Look, it's study this long and hard tonight.
John.
That sucks.
Lou Johnstone.
Oh, you did
what?
L. Johnstone.
Yeah.
All right. Kristen, when am I going to get a list of... Kristen, when am I going to get a list of who's who?
Oh.
I'm the closest.
Can't we just write it on a piece of paper?
Yeah, do it.
Rachel, do you have paper?
I don't have notebook paper.
Somebody.
I don't.
Here.
Actually, I have.
Nice. All right, guys,
wait, so opening is Johnson.
Hey, Tyler and Steven.
Yes.
Don't let the clothes police get you.
The clothes police?
Oh, my bad. Weren't they supposed to make it so you don't have to anymore?
No. No, Mrs. Hirsch made it so that detentions come without warning. I was here very early this morning, and there were three people in the upper school office serving detention for dress code violations.
You want me to print this?
People will get in the upper.
You want me to print this?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, as kids were coming into the auditorium, I spotted 20 or 30 guys out of
the like message?
It was easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I wanted to, I could cut a deal with Mrs. Hirsch. We could stand where people walk in. We could just round people up and say, no, don't sit in your seats. You're going to stand here. I'm going to announce to the entire student body that those people are serving the detentions at Mrs. Hirsch's pleasure. We could catch them like fish in a net.
Oh, yeah.
Does someone
want to
go to the English office?
I just put on the
How many copies?
Yesterday.
How many copies?
Today's
like four?
Seven.
Opening argument. Bottle war.
Yeah, but there's like she hits them with little pipes. There's one. She has to do four.
Oh, hostility! Hostility!
Go away!
Boy, you are Greek.
Okay, then the other four are what? So, opening is Johnson, Budmore is Tyler, closing is Brendan, then Kristen, me, Laurie, and Garrett are what?
Additional information. See what they say, and we like add to it.
Or subtract from it, depending on what the circumstance allows. You go for your opportunity, all right? Remember, you're also going to be looking for contradictions. Yeah. If there's something that doesn't add up, so were you engaging in a buying ethic?
No.
What are
you doing? Everyone can have one.
Whoa! Look at him go. Organization, man.
Yeah. I broke his
You guys didn't waste any time.
Well, we did, but...
What are you doing?
That was my underhanded way of getting the confession out of you. Lent comes tomorrow.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, there's like...
Why did you bump? Kristen. Let's see what you got. Here it is.
Kristen.
I've got a bottle.
I don't know.
I'm going to give up chocolate for my
Well.
No, I can't do that.
Better. What's your current, like, that year?
They didn't accept our alliance at what point? When?
I died without chocolate. Like, actually died.
How much do you have a day?
Oh, boy. Okay.
No, but I, like, love it. It's such a bad guilty pleasure.
I hate it. Like, I don't, like, hate it, but it's, like, not, like,
oh my god.
Snack on it.
I used to not, like, eat it at all. Eat it at all. And now it's, like, whoa.
Rachel, you making a list for me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is it, actually.
Okay, thank you.
That didn't go
got
anywhere.
It. No, it went far enough. We are Sparta. All right. This is period 3.
Or do you want to sign me? What? You need to, we are Sparta.
Oh, good lord.
Armor. Look for it right now, dude. Rachel, we didn't have any bats.
He's not your friend now.
Be nice.
How do you do this?
Save your hostility for the other side. Another point of etiquette. All right. You want to be tough but polite. And the other thing is, when the other side makes a statement of any sort, hear it all the way to the finish. No interruptions. You hear the whole statement, and then you demolish it. You understand? Because if you don't, you might miss something that will play into your hands. Okay. Can we have the rest of you in here, please? Now? All right, we need to step inside, folks. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, before we quit for the morning, come on in.
Thank you.
All right, one final tip. All right, here it is. Tough but polite. Each side, when you hear a statement from the other, you listen to the whole statement. You let the other speaker complete his or her statement, and then you demolish it. Why? Because if you hear the whole thing, that gives you an extra opportunity to see whether they're going to fall into your trap. Good luck tomorrow. We'll see how it works out.
You're going down late.